Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Whilst most of the attention in the bald community, if I can call it that, is given to the hair transplant industry, the toupee is experiencing something of a moment at the moment. Joining me now is a man who works in this area, Jamie Kidd, owner of JK Hair Replacement in Fibsborough. Jamie, good afternoon. How are you today?
Nice to meet you.
I was reading a bit about this last night, and I believe in 1970 in America, 2.6 million men wore hair pieces. Isn't that incredible?
It's incredible, yeah.
Did it fall out of fashion after that a bit?
It was quite kind of discreet as such as a business.
Yeah.
You know, that way. But these days now, it's with the social media, it's everywhere.
And basically, I knew a good few people who used to wear hair pieces back in the day. They were very obvious. That's really changed, hasn't it?
That's completely changed now. Yeah, they're completely custom made for you. There's all different base materials. We can have kind of a skin base, we can have a combination base, we can have a lace base, and they all sort of kind of blend into the skin very well.
When did that kind of stuff start to happen? Is that very recent?
I'd say the last 20 years.
Oh, so it's not that recent?
Not too recent, no.
And when you say skin textures and things, this is where it fits onto your scalp, is it?
Yeah, it's custom made, like a contact lens on your eye, you know, that way.
Yeah.
So it'd be perfectly made to the shape of your head.
Right. So tell me, if I was interested, not that I am now, but if I was, now you're looking at me the way it says you should be, Tom. yes, but I'm not, honestly. But if I was, what's the process? What's it involved?
Process is you'd have a consultation with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd come in, we'd discuss where you want to have the hair replaced. We'd discuss hair lines. We'd discuss hair density. I would monitor how much grey or whatever coloration is on your hair. I would take hair samples. I would do an allergy test, which would include putting some of the attachment bonding behind the ear. We'd leave that on for 12 hours. I'd also take hair samples. And then you leave the rest
of it.
Very
scientific.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point? What's the reason for taking the hair samples? What's that for?
I can match your hair exactly the way I'd be replacing what nature took away from you.
God,
you know that way.
Not before time.
Yeah.
So when you take the hair samples, you're going to what example? Is this like a library of different types of hair and stuff?
Yeah, I'd be taking hair samples from your growing area.
Yeah.
So some people are more grey in certain areas of their scalp. So I'd want to ensure that the system is made to replicate as if you still had hair.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, and then you take that away. Where are you getting the hair from? Where's that coming from?
The hair is manufactured in France.
In France.
Yeah.
I'd have a head of French hair.
Yeah.
Sophisticated. So then, how do you kind of decide, like, say, looking at me, for instance, I could use a bit of help at the front. How do you design that? Is that like, you know, moving in around the bits of hair that are still strong?
What we do is we tend to, if it depends how much hair loss is involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it is a typical male pattern baldness where maybe the top area is affected.
Your solar panels, as people call them. Yes.
Yes. I will take a mold of that. I'll take photographs of your scalp. I'll copy where the direction of the hair.
Yeah.
So really replace it the way it was when you had hair.
Okay. And then you're designing, this will be, the shape will depend on the shape of the person's head.
Yes.
And where the hair is. It'll be different for everyone, wouldn't
it? It's different for everyone. And also whatever age you are.
Yeah.
You know, not like say my age, we don't all have full hairlines.
Yeah.
You know that way. So we may kind of design the system that you'd have recessions.
Right.
Maybe I would discuss, would you like a lighter area on the crown?
Yeah.
So that you'd have a little bit of see-through, you'd see some of your scalp.
Okay.
So it looks like you're losing it slowly. Yeah.
So it's more believable.
More believable.
So then you've to send that off to be manufactured, have you? Where's that done?
That's in France.
France. How long does that take?
It's approximately 3.5 months.
Long enough, isn't it?
Yeah. Because every hair is put in by hand.
Right.
Yeah.
And then by hand?
Yes.
Holy moly. So then it arrives back in Ireland.
Yes.
And we've a fitting. What happens then?
So the fitting is, the client is called. We come in. Before the fitting would happen, I check that the directions that I gave and designed were acted upon. Yeah. The client then, we will fit the system on the client, and then what happens is we do a fitting, which is about a 2.5 hour session.
Sure. So we 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it? Why does it take so long?
The hair has to be integrated into your hair.
Yeah.
And you know, it has to be cut in a different way than barbers do it.
Right.
You know,
it's longer when you get it.
It's longer. Yes, it's around say 6 inches.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that goes on your head, and then you're going to be trimming that into the style of the rest of your natural
yeah,
hair.
And also to do with the shape of your head as well.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at byersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Right. And it is getting glued onto your head, is it?
There is a medical adhesive involved or a medical tape.
Right.
So you can have a combination of two, or you can have one or the other.
Right. And not visible?
Not visible, no.
Not visible at all.
No.
And you've done your tests already, so you know if it's going to be any kind of reaction.
Oh, that's true, yeah. The allergy test is done during the consultation.
So what am I like after the 2.5 hours?
You look 10 years younger.
Wow. If that isn't magic, what is? That must be very strange for somebody to arrive in with one look and 2.5 hours later have this completely different look going out. I mean, obviously you're working, you're married, you've kids or whatever. Mm. They're all going to look at you and say, that's a change. That you're going to have to, you know,
there
face
is options
into that
as well, where I can actually design the system in stages. So the stages could involve maybe a size of the system, or it can involve a particular density. So we could start off with a very light density and give you kind of just a sprinkle of hair.
Right. So it looks like your hair is just kind of coming back.
That is. And over a period, maybe 4 or 5 systems, you get your end look.
Yeah. That said, there's nothing wrong with just facing down people and saying, look, this meant a lot to me. I've decided to do this and that's it. And I look better and I feel better. So then, is there much maintenance involved after that?
So after the first fitting, we'll get you back in 2 weeks' time just to see what we've done that day, how it suits your lifestyle, your skin. And after that, then you kind of fall into a 3 to 4 week maintenance. So that'd be called a refusion. So after that, then you come in, we remove the system, we trim your hair, we exfoliate your scalp, we cleanse the system, and we revamp the whole system and place it back on.
Right. Obviously, the text coming in are asking about cost. How much does one have to pay for a wig? He's calling it a wig. This is not a wig. This is a
yes.
A wig is a full head thing, isn't it?
Well, a wig is an old-fashioned term, but it can be used as towards women.
Sure.
For a kind of a full cap.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, so these are hair systems.
So how much?
They start from 1,150.
Okay. And that's for what lands back from France after. But then you've weekly costs and maintenance.
You've weekly costs is about, you've got a kind of 3 weekly to 4 weekly costs of €105 for the maintenance. And that's about an hour and a half session.
Okay. So, and then how long will that go on for? Is there a point 6 months in or 8 months in or a year in when this is it, your hair underneath is coming back or whatever?
Oh, no, it doesn't stay on. It stays on for 3 to 4 weeks. And then that's what happens in the maintenance session. You come in and we remove the system.
Sure.
We trim back any hair that was underneath.
Yeah.
And we cut your own hair. We exfoliate your scalp, cleanse the scalp.
And how long can that go on for then?
The lifespan of the system as such can be anything from 6 months to 8 months. But it depends on the density of the system.
Right. And why? What happens to the system after the 6 to 8 months?
Well, it, like anything, it wears. There's wear
so get another one.
You have to, yeah.
So it's roughly around 1,000 every 6 months for a new system.
6 to 8 months, yeah.
And then maintenance.
Most lads will have two.
Right.
So they'll invest in two at the start. Yeah, so they can kind of share the wear.
Okay.
So what we do is we get the two systems fitted.
Yeah.
And every 3 to 4 weeks, we take that system off and we have the other one cut.
Yeah.
And we place that one on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would I go for that instead of hair transplants?
Some hair transplants won't give you the density. They tend to avoid the crown area, so they'll try to get all the fronts done. Also, I find the surgeons, they can't get the hair in as close as nature.
Yeah.
So, and they have less to work with, so their transplants are more sparse.
And cost?
Of which transplants?
Yeah.
That varies from surgeon to surgeon.
Are they comparable, though? If this looks like it's around 2,000 to 3,000 a year, so would a transplant be in that ballpark?
Sometimes you have to get 2 or 3 or 4 transplants, and I've seen transplants fail.
They can go badly wrong. Yeah. Right. And then in terms of living with it, can you, you know...
Oh, you can do anything.
Eat, run and play, as they say.
Yeah. Swim. Anything.
Swim. Yeah. And you keep it on in the shower.
Yeah.
And if you're living an active...
Like if someone pulled you by the hair, you're on yeah. the floor.
It did. You know, one did come off though, didn't recently in a boxing match. I saw a man.
Oh, that yeah, yeah. I think that was some type of promotion.
Oh, right, really, it looked very dramatic at the time. Right, it sounds amazing. I mean, are you busy? You getting?
Oh, we're flying. Yeah,
flying.
Yeah.
So, and if I met and about tonight, I wouldn't notice. If someone came up to me, I simply wouldn't know.
No,
that is true.
No, they're very undetectable.
Amazing. Get a transplant. I had one, €3,000 on Grafton Street, 2021. Still good. Yes, I may see you
it
later.
It depends on the area that has to be transplanted.
Okay.
So, you know, transplants probably are suitable for very small areas, but for a large area on top,
yeah,
not great.
Okay. So, but you'd be hope though. You'd say people come in and talk to you. Is there a consultation?
I give about an hour and a half for consultation at €60.
Very good. Excellent stuff. Jamie, thanks very much for that.
No
shining a light there now. Great to see such developments in that world. I knew a few very famous people in the past who had hair pieces you could spot from 22 miles away.
I know, I've seen them.
Those days are gone. Mm. Thank God. Jamie, thanks very much for coming in.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.